Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. I am so excited today to bring to you our investing story, and it's actually called hashtag My Investing Story. And my investing story today is featuring a very special guest, a longtime friend, along with Iona McNeil, of course. a very, very special guest to all of us, none other than Ms. Patricia Edwards. Before we get into her story, I have to just remind you that everybody has an investing story. And one of the reasons why we host this show as volunteers for Better Investing, better known as the National Association of Investment Corporation, renamed and rebranded as Better Investing, we're all volunteers, and we serve. We serve by helping individuals learn how to analyze and how to invest. But I am excited today because my hero is Ms. Pat Edwards, and you're going to hear our story as the show unfolds. But I want you to like, share, post your comments, your questions as relates to how do you start and run an effective investment club? How do you become a member of Better Investing? How do you save and invest $20 a month and really focus on having a better quality of life in every area of your life for your family and for yourself? And so my co-host, Iona McNeil, is going to help me with the show today. But as we go ahead and get started, I want to introduce none other than my friend, Ms. We call her Pat. How are you doing this evening, Pat Edwards? How are you?
I'm doing great, Anne. I'm doing great, and it's always good to be in your presence via phone or in person or the new Zoom.
Oh, thank you, Pat. You're always so very kind. But what I'd like to do is start by having you share with us, how did you come to this place of your investing story? The name of our show is My Investing Story, and I contend, Pat, that everybody has a story. And so will you start by sharing with us your story in terms of how did you, first of all, what made you decide to start investing, then what made you decide to start the club, and then share with us your experience with Better Investing and getting involved with investment organizations as a volunteer, helping so many of us start our own investment club.
Well, it really goes back to when I moved to the United States in 1980 and got my first job. And my boss was, and he was always talking about the stocks and talking about Money Magazine and saying, oh, you all should invest in stocks. So I would read Money Magazine. I didn't understand it. It could have been in a foreign language for all I know, okay? I didn't understand it. What do you do this? They said, oh, you get a broker. I didn't know what that was either. Then they said, but you need to buy in lots. Ooh, Lord of mercy, didn't know what that was either. And then they said, oh, and you have to buy 100 of anything. It was just about the time of Home Depot, I recall. And then when I looked at what the price was, and I thought, 100 of something of Home Depot, I can't afford that. So it was. I still continued to read Kipling and Money, didn't understand it. And then I moved on to another job almost 4 years later. And it was in the height of the AIDS epidemic. And, you know, drugs were being brought onto the market, and I was with my coworkers, and I kept saying, boy, we need to buy these things, but we don't know how to do this. And then an article appeared in the Miami Herald, and it talked way down at the bottom about getting involved in an investment club. And I thought, I'm going to try this. As they say always, it's never my story. It's always our story. Because none of us achieves anything singly. So my three coworkers and I, who sat on a big table around each other, decided that we were going to investigate about this investment drug. So I went to the lady who wrote the forward, who went green, who was a financial planner, and she said, well, you know, it could be a lot of legal complications because you're a mercy, another stumbling block. But we persisted. And Mary Ellen Pryor, who is a lady who loves to research, found some woman somewhere in Coral Gables who was in an investment club and said she would send us some bylaws and she would tell us exactly how you did this. But she really didn't follow through too hot. But we kept plugging along and figuring out how we would get this together. And then we put together these bylaws. And then we decided, Mary's very creative, so she came up with a name, Beanstalk, Jack of the Beanstalk, because this money was going to grow and we were going to be rich women. Okay? These women, we couldn't even read the stock page. Okay? We didn't know what they were talking about. All right, but we were fearless. We were Brooke Haritini, who has since passed on. We got together and we started writing bylaws and we started finding out about fictitious names and we just kind of went through the process and bumbled through until we got to the point where we had a name, we had a fictitious name approved. And there were the four of us, and then we started inviting. And I guess because we were nurses, we knew somehow that you had to get along. Somehow, although we didn't know that, but we knew that in order for this to be a success, we had to pick people to join the club who were maybe as dumb as we were and didn't mind being dumb, but were open to learning. And who would respect and love each other. And so we had a meeting and we told people about it and they started joining. And that's how we started. But it's because of this why several years later I wrote the book, because it was quite a traumatic and difficult process. And, you know, let us face it, people of my color are not into investment. And in 2005, they certainly weren't into investing. A real minority, right? And people weren't getting a share. So that's making it easy. And be a resource to anybody wanted to ask. The National Association of Investment Clubs, it was called that time, was still pretty closed for people of color. So that is how it all started.
Wow, I know Ione, can't wait to jump in here, because when we met, Ione, how old were you when we were 7, 8, 9 maybe years old, maybe?
Probably.
It was around 8. She has the most adorable, beautiful thing like she is now.
8 years old, Ione was. So we want to make sure everybody who's listening to this, I want you to know that this is when and where it all started for the baby billionaire and her mom, voila, because when we all met, we were having a similar experience. But that's another story for another day. We want you to bring us up. And I'd like for Ione to share it too, because when you take Ione's story, when she shared her My Investing story as a part of this program, your investing story and Ione's investing story are connected, if you will. And so I am going to turn this over to Ione, because she has some questions and some comments and conversation, because, again, we're now 20-plus years later and still investing, but still a part of the chapter. So, Ione, if you want to go ahead and ask your questions, but I would like for Pat to also share about how her club began. And Pat, you didn't share with our audience exactly where do you work, because I think it's important for people to understand a good place to start an investment club is at work when you're with individuals who you work with, because based upon your story, you were, you know, well, I want to tell you a story, but you were nurses. And so that particular company, when it came out in that article, you could definitely relate to it because of what you did every day. And this is one of the things that we as investors, and just even non-investors, we don't think about what's right in front of us. What do we know in terms of our business and our job? So, Ayoni?
Well, I think that was a perfect question. What year did Beanstalk Investment Club get founded?
We got founded in October 1991.
Okay. And are you still an active investment club now?
Huh. My dear, we are very proud of you. Though we're small in numbers, next year we will have our 30th anniversary as an investment.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So one of my earliest memories is like you talked about, you used to be the vice president of the Southeast Florida chapter of Better Investing. And I remember the investor days that we used to host at our chapter. We would bring Procter & Gamble and Aflac and a lot of those companies, the investor relations representative would come down and do presentations. But your club used to win back-to-back-to-back the investment club portfolio challenge hosted by and reviewed by Phil Keating.
Well, we won it very early, and then we went into a long slump, and then in recent years we did back-to-back, as you were saying, three times in a row. We won it, and that was exciting. But you know, when I look at you, Miss Young Miss McNeil, because she's a lot older than she looks.
She's talking about Ione.
Definitely Ione.
We have two McNeils here. She's not on this one.
I apologize, Mom. she is part of the. When I look at my life, I would think part of the legacy of seeing young people get involved, because I spoke, as Anne said, we met through Beanstalk going to other clubs, especially women of color. And I met Anne McNeil, and we spoke with her club, and she has a delightful little girl who is a woman of great wealth today, because she was so excited about being an investor, and we even formed a young and spearheaded a young people's investment club. And I can remember being in a bus with a girl who I saw just graduated from college the other day, strong over my body, driving from Georgia back to Miami, where we had introduced young people, including a couple of nephews of mine. Didn't say it, but always seemed interested. So for me, the greatest legacy is the Ionis of the world, right? That between her mom and all the other people and myself, I take a small credit for that. She has continued until she now holds a position I held a long time ago in Better Investing, because she is now the vice president of the Florida chapter. So that makes me awfully, awfully proud. And I have tried really in my own personal life to get my nieces and nephews involved, but they're not yet ready. Some of them are not yet ready. But I think we as people trying to build wealth, this is one of the most fascinating ways to gain wealth and independence. And actually, I could not have retired and successfully retired. It's not a big retirement, but it's a successful one. I'm loving every moment of it. is the fact that I was invested in the stock market. And that investment allowed me to have an extra income other than my Social Security. I'm not talking lots of money here, ladies and gentlemen, but it was enough to make life easier. And I still have a private book that I invest in separate from Beanstalk. And I have a mini consultant that decides those who are interested, and I help them to start their investment in the stock market. We won't tell the SEC about that.
Well, I would only say that when I read the Beanstalk Investment Club book, In Search of the Green, How to Start an Investment Club, when you don't know from beans, it was so simple. I mean, you broke down everything to consider. You even did a template agenda for your first couple of meetings so that you know how to get started. And I just thought that that was actually, not that I read a lot of Investment Club books, but I think it's probably my favorite, and I think the best well-written guide to starting an investment club is your book.
Well, thank you. It really was written by Lisa Charles, who was one of our youngest members at that time, and Mary Ellen, and myself. And it really was because we had such a struggle in being a part of the umbrella organization and not getting as much support. Maybe we were too needy and they weren't accustomed to people like us. I don't know. But we were just not getting. And I wanted to make sure that I looked at all the problems we had and tried to solve them in the book so that you could have, we couldn't go to all the investment clubs we would have wanted to or were invited to, but if we could have had this book that you could just hold and go through, as you say, step by step by step by step. That was the mission, and in many ways it was certainly accomplished in the book. I don't know if it was accomplished in terms of the readership of the book, but we certainly have been proud of this book. And I took it up to look at it recently to see, is there anything that I wanted to update? And, you know, I really didn't find anything startling there that I would want to update. But then when I see the clubs at NABWIC, I don't know if the people listening, and I started another investment club with the National Association of Women in construction, and that's an entirely virtual club. And the first time I actually heard about Zoom, which was about 2.5 years ago, and they were able to use this book to put a structure in place and have advanced way beyond that. So that was the mission, and thank you for saying that it is a fun.
I just want to make sure everybody knows we're going to put the link in the chat, and also we'll also make sure we put it on Facebook, so for those of you that may be interested in purchasing a copy of Pat's book, you can get the book on Amazon. And so Pat, if you could just hold the book up and Michelle, if you could just put the ISBN number in the chat, and so we can also make sure that those who are listening live have an opportunity to purchase the book if you're thinking about starting a family investment club or just a work investment club or any kind of investment club. Would like to ensure that you have that resource. In addition to that resource, I want to also remind everybody, I only want to go on and talk about the organization just for a little bit, because we do have a special guest on, Mr. and Mrs. Yeager, and so we're going to ask them when they're ready to come off mute and share with us. They are our leadership as a part of the volunteers for Better Investing, and as a part of our Finance and Empowerment group, that is actually hosting this Mind Investing Club story, they are a wealth of information and just large heart to just help us make sure that we keep better investing in the forefront of everything we do. And so I want to remind everybody that we are a volunteer organization, so we don't get paid to do this. And a lot of times we have people who are listening, and they don't really know. They might be watching on social media or watching, you know, later when it is, you know, when we're all close to the show. But we're part of the South Florida chapter of Better Investing. And our chapter covers the Gold Coast and Treasure Coast part of Florida. And so we're all, like I said earlier, we're volunteers with Better Investing. And Better Investing actually was formed in 1951, and they have over 5 million investors that have benefited as a part of the organization. This organization was formed, like I said, in 1951. Let's talk about very briefly what we're not and what we don't do. We're not day traders. We're not professional investment advisors, like Anna just said. We're not stockbrokers. We don't deal in penny stocks. We don't teach buying on margin. And I'm going to ask Michelle or Ione if you can also make sure we put the Better Investing website as a part of the post. So those individuals, you can go to betterinvesting.org to get more information about what we're sharing. And very simply, we're just volunteers that teach investing as a part of our chapters. And both the organization is located in the majority of states of the United States. If you go to the website, and you can find out more information about the organization and how close there's a chapter near you. So Ione and Pat, I wanted to take a moment and see if Dean or Vicky would like to come off mute, because they're part of our national leadership, and at least introduce themselves. And if not, then we're going to go ahead and continue with our story. So if you desire to come off mute, just unmute yourself, Dean and Vicky, and if not, then we'll go ahead and we'll continue. So,
can you unmute me? Can you mute me? You are already muting me.
No, I don't see them unmuting. I know, do you see them unmuting? No, I don't see them. I don't see them on unmuting Pat, so we'll come back if they're interested in coming back. They're not unmuting. So you can unmute yourself, Pat, and we can go ahead and continue. I don't know if you want to continue with your conversation. But I just wanted to make sure everybody understood and got a little information about your organization, because it is a phenomenal group of volunteers. And Pat, you just hold the standards very high, like I already said. So,
Ms. Pat, one of the questions I wanted to ask, because you actually did write another book, I wanted to get your perspective on how you, and maybe even why you decided to continue with investing, because you had a sister that was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so you even wrote a book about that. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we start things that we feel like we should continue them, like investing, but we'll have certain life circumstances, a divorce, a child, you know, a death, and it'll be a roadblock or even the end of our journey. What made you kind of persevere and continue to invest despite everything that life brought to you?
I was learning, and it was fun. And I liked the people, for the most part, that I was meeting with every month. And at that time also, we used to meet at each other's homes because, you know, we hadn't reached the point of free conference calls and go to meetings and things. So it was, and we met, and the food was wonderful every other month. You know, it was really great. And what we were learning, when I understood what PE meant, I thought that I had just, don't ask me what it means now. But when I understood how to read
And when we all, not only I, when we all understood how to read the stock pages, okay? I mean, it was exciting. And not only that, we found that we were quite, even though we weren't in this world, we were quite innovative because we were the very first investment club to own a mutual fund in NAIC, and they told us, they sent somebody to interview us and told us, you can't do that because we don't do that sort of a thing. And we said, okay, but we did. So, you know, and there's so many firsts at Beanstalk. Beanstalk was the first club to start online, right? We were the very first club doing our meetings on a conference call way because our members were moving away and we didn't want to break up our club. We did not want that. So we found ways to do that, you know. We had annual meetings. Major annual meetings, okay? Where people like Irvin Roth came to speak, and we've had other investing people, like, you know, financial planners. But we listened to everybody. We went on the first set of cruises. We started cruising around, you know. And so
around the world.
And we started staying in the Caribbean, you know, Honduras and places like that. But up to today, I look forward to my monthly meetings at Beanstalk, and so do the Six Ribbons, because we got a size, I think, 20-something, and it came down to 15, and then we are at the core of founding members now, of six, right? That's all the members we have. But we look forward to it, and we now entered a new chapter of newness. We are now doing dollar cost averaging with our portfolio. We have decided that, look, we are now, we're kind of young and for a while, and we have wanted
Cat is breaking up.
That's what portfolio content. And can you hear me now?
Yes, breaking up. I'm not sure if it's a different place in the house you might be able to go because it's kind of breaking up. While she's doing that, I also want to make sure that you share, Pat, how much does your club invest? Because I think it's very important. People might think you're, you know, putting in hundreds of dollars every month or, you know, for 30 years, on average, what amount does your club invest on average a month?
I think we started with 25. Any members might be on, they wanted to correct me, fine. But our current number is $50.
They started with 25 and now they're all doubled. They're double their investment up to
$50.
$50 a month.
But you are free in Beanstalk, and like many clubs, you are free to put in more money. You want to put in more than $50, you can do that. We just have a cap that no member can own more than 25% of the club, right? And if they were to get to that point, then they would have to sell off some of their, to bring themselves back down. But, $50. So it's very hard sometimes when you only have 50 people on $50 to really buy a lot of stock. And what we learned late was that it wasn't so much having, although you want a diversified portfolio, and meaning that you want to buy many different companies in different industries, that's what that means, that was important. But what we learned a little late was that it's better to maybe have had five stocks, put in tons of money in the five stocks, which would be buying you lots of shares, right, versus having more companies that you had to buy shares in and only putting in a small amount of money, because you make money and the number of shares that you have. So that was one of the lessons that it took us a little while, quite a while to learn.
But that's really smart to have quality of companies as opposed to the quantity of companies. Could you talk again to us about the dollar cost averaging? We started to talk about how your club is averaging dollar cost averaging.
That was a very interesting thing we decided to do. It even took us having to give ourselves an individual number, numerical number behind our contribution, our unit contribution each month. So I'm 50.02, and I think my sister is 50.01, so that when our treasurer got the money, she would know whose money was coming in. And what we do, we're still working on the process, but what we have done so far is that we look at the companies, just sometimes in alphabetical order, right? Or sometimes we look at who is a smaller company, right? Because we use my iClub a lot, which I think is the greatest in terms of when you open that, you can see your portfolio. You see what's going great, you see what's doing poorly, you see the percentages, and what we do is just take either that month's stock or putting the money into free and just going down the portfolio and putting the money into the dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is a system of buying units of shares instead of buying a number of shares. So you put X number of dollars into the system, and you can do this as an individual, even with when you're buying stocks through a particular program or the triple programs, which they still have them, right? And
yes.
A lot of companies still allow you to do that.
Yes.
So if you have $200 in mind, just buy you, depending on the cost of the share, it might only buy you three shares, right? But that's okay, because over time, you will just keep building. We don't know how it's going to work out.
Ayuna, maybe we can take some questions from the chat. We want to encourage and thank everybody who's joining us. And if you want to ask some questions in the chat, or if you want to come on camera and ask your question, if you're listening to us live on the platforms on Facebook, and you have a question, if you want to put your question in the chat on Facebook, then we can also share your questions with Pat or myself or Ayumi. So Pat, Ayumi, if you want to help me check the chat to see if anybody has questions. Now Pat, you mentioned that possibly there might be somebody on from your group. Did you have any of your group members that were joining us tonight?
Well, one is on, but I know she's not going to speak to you.
Is that your sister? Is that your
sister? That's Pearline. Pearline is not
going to
speak to you.
Hi, Pearline. I remember Pearline, yes. But well, we're glad you came to join us to support Pat this morning, Pearline. Thank you so much. I mean, this evening.
And my nephew is on, but he's not a member of Better Investing, but he's Jason Murdoch. He is on.
Well, he might want to ask you a question. Anyway, we want to encourage everybody, if you do have a question, if you can put it in the chat. So, Pat, while we're waiting for that, if you want to also share about your involvement with the chapter, and if you have any thoughts about the importance of individuals to get involved in their local chapter in terms of becoming a volunteer and what that might be like.
Well, I did become involved with the chapter, and I did help along with Miriam Pryor to start the Miami and Point South chapter of Better Investing when they were trying to expand into Miami-Dade County and into the Keys. I hesitate because it's a wonderful way to make a very valuable contribution. And as Anne has pointed out, it's all voluntary. And you do get an opportunity if you are tenacious
and you are strong to bring ideas to the membership. Actually, when I first went to one of the investment and travel chapter meetings, at that time I think Ellis Taub was the president, and they only had $25 to their name as a chapter. That's all. At 1990, what was that? Yeah, probably in the 90s or early 2000s, $25. They had no other money. Right? And I think together we worked hard and we came up with ideas. And I know now they have thousands of dollars, though they seem to have had a little overrun recently, but nothing, you know, that you can't fix Ione. but you know, it came up to thousands of dollars during the time that we were on board. And during that time, Anne became a trustee of the Veteran Investing Board. And that also, you know, gave us a lot of prestige, you know. And we started very good programs under Bill Rance, visiting clubs at home. And it was very dynamic. So I enjoyed it. I loved going to the club meetings. I love putting in my two cents. I love seeing many of my ideas put into place. Many of them are still there going along. So I believe in volunteering in my other life. I'm not a nurse, but I'm also a social worker by profession. So I have a very involved in the whole idea of self-determination and giving. So it was great for me, and I loved it. Life got in the way a little bit, and then life started to get in the way big time with a little injury here. So I don't go out into those meetings anymore very much. And then COVID came in, roaring in, so if anybody wanted to think that they were going back to that was impossible. So who knows, maybe if they do more online meetings, which is one of the things we had suggested to Veteran Investing a long time ago in order to get people to join, because people's lives are busy. The traffic in Florida is horrible, right? And so we suggested do meetings online, but it was a little too new at that point. But I think with COVID, that's one of the very positive things I think that will come out of it, and I hope that the chapter embraces the technology. Although it's nice to be in the meeting with the people and have donuts and have the pizza and so one of the things I suggested they have, because I like to eat, I don't like to go places and there's no food for me. So I make sure that and then the gentleman Al, who's a volunteer, he took it over wholeheartedly.
Because one of the I think he's 90-something now, right?
I mean, he just makes sure that they have, you know. So, and that's one of the things with the team. Even if you put something in place, the legacy of the team is just that other people pick it up and keep on going. And you don't have to be the person always in front. If you can get your ideas out there and you can get them and then other people buy into them and then expand them, so be it. That's success.
Well, I tell you, I will definitely share with the world our both investment clubs. The very first one we started over 20 years ago, you helped us with that. And you referenced the other club that we have at founders of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. I suggest that we start an online club. And thankfully, you've been very helpful with that. And needless to say, the billionaire, Ms. Ione McNeil, her growth and development along the years. You're on path to so many people's path, and like you said, and the book is just probably saying, I'll start by saying something. So now, Ione, do we have any questions in the chat?
We just had one comment. This is, I think, the comment more for me. If there's anybody that's interested in being a part of the South Florida chapter starting a model club, which is an investment club that is open to the public to come and visit and sit in and look at how do we conduct ourselves as an investment club. If you are interested, please put your email address in the chat. I will reach out to you in the next week or so. We're going to start having meetings. I believe it's on Saturdays, so that we can set up the club by the fall. But it is a group effort, so if you are interested, please put your email in the chat and say that you're interested, and I'll send you personally more information about that.
Now, what I also wanted to just had was to find out from you if you could share any information about some of the clubs that you've helped form. We talked about my club, active both of my clubs, in a 20-year period of time. But any additional clubs that you've helped to form and what the health of those, because I think it's very important as we become active in the chapters when we see people that look like us, as African Americans in particular, or Black, or whatever you want to call yourself, that we are, and I do believe everything that's going on, Better Investing as an organization has been very welcoming as we have all kind of matured, if you will, because it is a place where volunteers come, new people come, older people come, young people come, diverse people come. And I think you have to decide for yourself. Pat and her club decided they were going to stick it out because they had a larger vision of the money that could be made with the education that they were going to get. And so, Pat, I think that it would be great if you can speak to some of that, because sometimes, you know, we with everything that's going on, sometimes we have a way of just putting back, you know, and not necessarily looking at the big picture. And I think education is the bigger picture here. What are your thoughts?
Well, I must admit, I can't answer your first question. You have spoken to many clubs. But, you know, if I, you know, I never thought that we'd be putting a spreadsheet, which I probably couldn't find now even if I tried, together with the names of the clubs that we have spoken, if they're still in business. I really don't have that information, but we have spoken to clubs all over, and while we did it, they seemed enthusiastic, and I remember Barbara Cobb, we spoke to her club. I don't know. Is her club still going on?
Yeah, I think they
won portfolio. Yeah. And through that, she became a president of the chapter and had a marvelous meeting downtown in one of the big hotels. And she's remained, I mean, a steadfast chapter volunteer. So you not only get people to start, but you get sometimes people interested in the movement of Better Investing. And yes, Better Investing has become far more welcoming. And therefore, the fact that if you know what you want, then you go in and you take what you want, and then you give all that you can give, and then they will see that we're worthy of speaking with to and for. So it's really been a wonderful journey in terms of that. And then at first they are quite daunting because again you are, you know, just a small group and you're not as knowledgeable, so you could feel a bit intimidated. But you know why you're there. You're there to learn so that you can, as they say, earn. And that you can't ever lose sight of that.
I have a quick question. I have a quick question, Ms. Pat.
Well, while she's trying to find her question, are you sound like you might be on mute. She said, hold on a second. But I would like to just remind everybody that we're talking about my investing story. Everybody has a story, and Pat Edwards tonight is sharing her story. And Ione, you're back. Okay, go ahead.
So one question is, did you help assist Agbara Investment Club?
Because actually,
no, but they're doing very, very well. They were a group of nurses out of Jackson Memorial Hospital. We did not assist, but we all started more or less at the same time. And the fact that we were kindred spirits, like we would sit together when they used to have those big meetings and things like that. No, but they are a wonderful club, and they have really done marvelously. No, but no, we did not assist them.
And do you still do SSGs on the stocks that you buy? Okay. Because the reason I asked, too, is because I did a club visit last year, and this is a club I gave them their, I think, 20-year anniversary certificate. But it was very interesting. Even though they started off in better investing, they weren't using the BI method anymore. They weren't doing SSGs.
Now, what's an SSG? People don't know what that is.
They weren't doing stock selection guides. So it was interesting to visit a club that kind of started with certain members, but after the membership changed, they were just kind of doing their own thing. And it is important now, which is why I asked the question of how you just kind of stay connected with the resources that really serve you and your club to make the best financial decision. Because a lot of people, they don't know where to get started, or they forget, or I think they also assume, oh, I already know how to do that, or I've been there before. There's no more value add for me to continue to stay connected to BI.
I think one of the things that kept us on track with the SSG was both Mary Pryor and I. Mary was a director long before I was a director. The fact that we were members of the chapter, we were volunteers, you know, so that definitely made a big difference in keeping us focused and taking that back to our meetings. Okay, my friend, sister-in-law, and Beanstalk member Pearlie Hamilton. You can't find a member who hates an SSG more than she does. She doesn't like to hear the word. Okay, she does not like to hear the word. She thinks there must be some other way of doing this. And for the people listening, it's just a checklist and a guide. Like any stockbroker or anybody who's a financial analyst, you have to have some kind of a guideline to help you make some kind of decision. And that's all was developed by Mr. Nicholson and perfected over the years. And you just have to have some guide. But I've told her that for 30 years. She doesn't believe me. Okay? So, but that's all it is. It's just a checklist. Okay? What you can help to make certain decisions about what companies you should buy and how they're going and whether you think, you know, guesswork, whether you think the stock will do better in 5 years. And so, we do the stock selection guide. And one of our members, or a couple of our members, they have the programs for when you buy through Better Investing, right? And they have what they call the core SSG, and we follow like Toolkit. I mean, these are just names of programs that we use to analyze the companies. It sounds very formal, but once they teach you, you kind of get it, right? So, yes, we do try and stick to it. There was a time, like everything else, you know, you fall off and only a few members were doing all of the work. But I would say in the last maybe 10, 12 years, if not more, I would say the Beanstalk members have really stood up to the challenge and everybody participates. It never used to be that way, but everybody participates. And it makes it, once you participate, it makes it more fun, right? Everybody's assigned a stock. Right, or stocks that they have to read upon and bring to the meetings every month. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I would say most times the members are very good in Beanstalk now about managing
the homework, because as Anna in her opening statement said, it's not easy. It's not that it's hard, but like anything else that's going to work well, you have to do work and produce in order to get the rewards.
Now, Pat, you know, inquiring minds would like to know, if you're free to share, what value would you roughly say your club portfolio is at this point after 30 years?
I think it's terrible.
I don't want to hear that. You've had a lot of people around money, so that's definitely going to reflect.
We paid out close to $50,000 to $60,000 in our club. So if all things were equal, probably we'd have had a quarter million, but we're still shy of our $200,000.
Listen, $30, $25, $50 a month. What do we do? Can any of us say what we do on a monthly basis with $150 bill? I mean, honestly.
Right. And you know, as I say, if we were putting that $50 or $25 in a month, would we have had that money sitting there today? Wouldn't have happened. So we are not unhappy with it. Yeah, we'd have loved to have had more money. But I think, I know it sounds kind of silly, but I think for us, we haven't reached a PhD, but our master's in investing, right, has been very, very valuable. That's what has been so valuable to us. We can look at a show and we know what they're talking about 90% of the time. You know, we can sometimes finish the sentences for them. You know, when the stock market crashed the other day with COVID in February, end of beginning of March, we didn't go crazy. We didn't put out our money. And then I had friends who were doing that. I said, don't do that. Oh, no, we get back in. You know, we stay put. You know, so we are calm about the money. We don't get crazy, right? And as I said, we try to help the other children and the family, those who are open to learn to invest. So it's the money, yeah, it's great to have a lot more. But, man, the return on the investment in terms of education is in the millions.
Exactly. And one of the things we don't talk about very often is when we talk about the club, the real benefit is what you learn individually and then what you're able to do on your own. And that is the other side of the mind investing story, because we want to make sure that our audience understands, we're talking to you, you're listening to this live or you listen later. We want you to understand the value of being in an investment club gives you a certain level of synergy and energy you're not going to get by yourself. So, in other words, you can almost consider it like a mastermind group of accountability of like-minded and like-spirited people who come together and put a few dollars together and study stocks. And the other thing we're going to talk about, too, is the diversification of the age of the individuals in the club and the diversification of a mid-club. Oftentimes, when you have children in your club, they grow up. And when they're children, they identify with different companies that are coming up that oftentimes we never think about when we are more mature people. So have you had any of those experiences, Pat, in terms of when you're looking at different stocks, in terms of maybe nieces or nephews or grandchildren or children that may say, have you ever looked at this company?
Well, you know, a long time ago, we used to go to Beanstalk to go on the project of going to Florida Memorial. And we used to have a weekly Saturday class for young people. And one of our members, who is no longer with us, we've also had, unfortunately, not only people leave, we've had far too many people die in our club, which has had, you know, a lot of payout. And she was a teacher, Dorothy Perrin, and she and I used to run the Saturday club at Florida Memorial. And yeah, the children were very excited about that. And they would come up with ideas, you know. And I also would look up, you know, kids' investment clubs. And I was looking at it the other day and seeing the kind of stocks that they had in the kids' investment club. And I said, I should have started a portfolio with that kids' investment because, you know, all of the stocks in the media are still around, and they're doing well. I know Pearline's grandson, she has five grandchildren, but only one seems to have caught the ball, grandson, and he doesn't want any kind of a present. Just give him money, because he is very, very well invested, and he's just 14 years of old age. So I think some of the stardust fell out on him, but he really loves the stock market. And, you know, I opened an UTMA, which is the United Trust for Miners gift fund, for one of my nephews, because I just have a hard time these days where these children are graduating from college and from high school, right, giving them my very hard-earned money to go and buy sneakers and to go and buy a Ralph Lauren shirt. And I don't know what else they buy, but I'm just having a hard time with that. So when one of our nephews graduated 4 years ago, I said to some of the members of the family, give me the money. Don't give it to him. Give me the money. I am going to invest it. And I told his father and his mother what I was going to do, and I told him, I think he would have preferred his Ralph Lauren shirt at that time, but I got $373, and I opened the account. And when he called me about 3 weeks ago and said, Aunt Patsy, I'm ready to take over the account now, because he's now going to be 23, he had close to $900 in the account. All right? So he tripled in 4.5 years. He tripled his money. He would not have known where that $373 was.
Or the shirt. Or the shirt.
Because it would have gone out to Goodwill by now. Okay? So I really encourage people to, you know, put them in the stock market, even if by force, because that was by brute force, you know. And here he is, and I hope he will, you know, he will do well. And what I'm going to get about is for a stock yet, so I'll go on the phone with him and hold his hand and let him look for a stock and just teach him. But it's so important. I must say both my children are in the stock market, which is, I'm very proud of that, you know, that they're in the stock market. And a couple of my co-workers that I work with, they've become interested in own their own portfolios, and some of them are the, I can think of two. One guy, I told him he was not to come back to the office until he went and opened an account. And fortunately, I was a supervisor, so I had a cloud. And he opened his account, and my God, he's now frighteningly well off.
Wow.
From having just done that. So, and he knew nothing about this. And I explained it to him, and I sent him to the broker at that time. Cook and Riley, you remember those people?
Yeah, they
were strong brokers, and he had invested, I mean, for the past 20 years, and he's doing really, really good.
Well, I think that's really our call to action here. We really want to encourage our listeners, like I said, like, share, and make a comment, but we really want you to take an action. Ione's going to share, if you would, Ione, some information about the youth stock investment program that's going on for the summer, because it's never too early to invest. That's one. And then also, Ione, if you would be willing to share the information about the 90-day challenge that Better Investing has. I'm not sure if it's still going on, but if it is, if you can show everybody where they can find it by going to the website. We're going to prepare to wrap up, Pat. We're going to come back and have you give us some closing comments, but I'd like to have Ione to share.
Yeah, so these are the closing comments. If you check the chat, the 90-day free trial of Better Investing, the link is there. So please open your chat box and click the link so that you can access it later. This week's shout-out actually goes to two different people. The first person is Ms. Ann Morrison. She, earlier this week, was able to open up a brokerage account for herself at Charles Schwab and for her nephew, who had a birthday on Monday, June 29th. The second shout-out goes to Havila, and she was able to buy her first share of stock, a small company that she found out about, she did some research on, and when she was visiting different model clubs in the California area, they were also looking at the stock. I believe it's a biotech stock. So those are our two shout-outs for this week. Again, the 90-day trial is in the chat box. So please access that link so that it's available to you. It's at betterinvesting.org. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll find the 90-day free trial. So that is available to you. We have about 8 teams of 5 youth per team for the stock market game. It's a 10-week series where 2 advisors per team is walking the students and themselves through a curriculum already written out so that they can understand capital markets, understand investing, what is a stock, what is a bond, what is PE, what is time value of money, what is compound interest. And at the end of the 10 weeks, there will be a cash prize for the team that is able to make the most return on their money. So we're currently in week 2 or 3, and that is the stock market game. Those are my closing comments.
Thank you so much, Ayoni. Pat, if you want to share any closing comments, and we're going to thank everybody for joining us and prepare to wrap up. And we give our guests one last chance to put any questions or comments in the chat before we wrap up.
Well, thank you both for inviting me. It was good to be here. The mission is to get as many people as we know, especially our younger generation, into the stock market, learning, investing consistently, right, and knowing that they do have the money. You do buy things that you don't need. You can start with $10, $20. Each of us, blows $10 or $20 or $25 every month, no matter who we are. So the excuse of not having the money to invest doesn't hold. And what you will get in the long run, you'll sit back and say, I can't believe I did this.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so very much, all of our listeners and those that joined us live, either on Zoom or on Facebook. We want to thank you for joining us. Again, this is about my investing story. Everybody has a story. And if you're interested in participating with us, you can just reach out to us at Better Investing on our Facebook page, which is Southeast Florida Chapter. We'd like for you also to please join our group on Facebook, Better Investing Southeast Florida Chapter. And also, we want to remind you to please join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here. Enjoying my investing story. So with that, we're going to say good night, and we will see all of you again next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.